So when do I call a headache a migraine headache? It's very important to understand the criteria to diagnose a migraine headache. It doesn't have to be memorized exactly the way it is, but we need to understand that the patient can still have migraine headache even if the headache does not have all the features that are common in migraine. So we think about those common features in migraine as two parts: major criteria and or characteristics, and minor criteria. The major criteria, or those, are very important. We have to have a unilateral headache, a pulsating or throbbing or pounding headache, moderate to severe intensity of the headache, and the headache is typically aggravated or worsened by physical activity. Those are the common, very important features. However, it's a key to understand that we don't need all of these features. We just need two of them. Meaning, if I have a headache that is unilateral and severe and is worsened by physical activity, but it's not throbbing or pounding, the headache is simply pressure, dull, stabbing, that is still fulfilling the criteria for a migraine headache. Another patient may have a throbbing, pounding headache that is severe, that is diffuse all over the head. It's never been unilateral. Well, that is still also a migraine headache. You're fulfilling the criteria. Keep in mind that the fourth point of a headache being aggravated by physical activity, we just want to be a little careful with that point, because most patients, if they have a severe pain or severe headache, may answer yes to this a question, and they'll say yes, it is worsened by physical activity. Now, going to the minor criteria, we need one of these two other accompanying features, that the patient either has nausea, vomiting, or the patient has photophobia and phonophobia. Obviously, the more features we have, the more secure the diagnosis, but again, one of the minor criteria, two of the major criteria, is good enough to diagnose migraine headache. Now, what's the difference between migraine without aura and with aura? It's as simply as, does the patient have an aura before the headache? So first we make a diagnosis of migraine, and then we're going to ask about the aura and worry about it. Another important thing to keep in mind is that, as we said, migraine is episodic in nature, and episodes are usually, roughly, to keep it simple, 3 hours to 3 days, or specifically 4 hours to 72 hours. So a migraine or a headache that is lasting about 2 hours and then disappears on its own without treatment, that absolutely does not look like migraine headache. Now, on the other hand, a headache that is lasting now 4 days, could this be migraine? Yes, certainly. If the headache meets the criteria of migraine, there is no reason to expect that the migraine must end spontaneously in 3 days. If it passes 3 days consecutively, then we just call it status migrainosis.